Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, as always, we are eternally grateful for everything. Precious Jesus, we give you ourselves. Thank you for dying for us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We acknowledge you are God. Very short message today. The glorious, only true God cannot be put into human words. Human words cannot express him. Man was made to fellowship with him. Amen. The chief end of man is to know God. And I want to touch on one thing initially. Everything related to our most holy faith, so glorious and wonderful, human words cannot express it. It's a celebration with Jesus Christ, a celebration for eternity. Did you know that every good thing that we know of, God created it and gives it? Every good thing. The bad things come from the enemy. It is a celebration. Amen. Okay, here's the one thing. And again, when we try to express the gospel, we can't put it into words. He cannot be put into words. Even his angels, well, let me just say it this way. His angels carry the glory of God. They cannot be put into human words. One angel. But we have Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit. Amen, God Almighty. So here's the one thing that Jesus revealed, something fascinating. As I've mentioned in a previous message, every person's soul, every person is eternal and priceless and is worth more than the world and everything in it, including unbelievers. Their soul, you know, why? Because God created them in his image. So even unbelievers, this applies to every person, but including unbelievers, the tragedy is if they don't choose God, if they choose self, they miss out on what I'm about to explain, summarize. But even if they just choose self, their soul is eternal and priceless, worth more than the world and everything in it. Their soul, they will exist forever. Tragically, they miss out on what they were born to do, which is know God, spend fellowship with him forever in glory in his home. A place, his home, a place of absolute glory. They miss out on all of that, and even worse, they end up in hell. Okay, now the next thing. When someone, okay, that's based on Matthew 16:26, I believe is the scriptures. But Jesus said, he said, what can a man give in exchange for, no, he said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus, everything Jesus said has eternal revelation, okay? Really, we don't know. What Jesus said there is too wonderful for us to understand. Okay, and here's an aspect of it. When someone finds God and they're born again, if they hear the gospel, they find Jesus Christ, they're born again, we cannot put into words what they have. The Apostle Paul called it the riches of the glory of the mystery. cannot be put into human words, even for all eternity. For us to say something like, well, what they have, if they're saved, here's just an example. Let's say someone said, okay, if they're born again, now they are worth more than the world and everything in it multiplied times infinity. That's not right. That doesn't do it justice. Because they have the glory of God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, within their entire spirit person. And now they're connected. This is absolutely true. They are now connected and in God Almighty because He's everywhere on the earth. They are in Him and Jesus Christ is in them. And they're actually seated in heavenly places, as Ephesians says. They're seated in heavenly places. And what they have can never, human words can never ever express it. And here's another mystery. It's up to a person what they do with that. So I'll finish up with that. I just want to present these things and just want us to realize these things are too wonderful for us to understand. They're just so glorious. And what a tragedy that mankind, most people choose self instead of God. And even most believers, we don't choose Him fully. You know, I can see that in my own life going back, you know, so many times when I'm like, we get deceived. We think that it's somehow religious, it's this boring drudgery of, oh, I've got to study the Bible. No. This is what man was born to do. To celebrate Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Amen. And when we meet Him, everything changes. It's another birth. The Holy Spirit, we now realize He's Jesus Christ. He's God Almighty. He gives us, He empowers us. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. Amen. Learn from me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. Amen. For my yoke is easy. My burden is light. So glorious. The glorious splendor of His majesty is available everywhere on the earth. Just as He created in the eternity past, so long ago, we don't know how long ago, God created the earth, the heavens and the earth, and the earth was an extension of heaven and was covered with the glory of God fully and was perfect, and an angel was made the God of the earth. And there was a pre-Adamic race that there were nations, but then everything changed. The central event in history, the enemy, tried to invade heaven. I know I'm going into a tangent, but this is so important. That's the battle that humans are in today. God versus the enemy. The enemy wants to deceive people, deceives the whole world into not coming to the only true God. He does whatever He can to deceive people, and most people don't get saved. What a tragedy. So how do they get saved? Through the anointing. The glorious presence of Jesus. The anointing, the power, the presence of Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And that's how we walk with Him. Amen.